This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Some education advocates want federal stimulus money to measure student academic levels when they go back to school this fall. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Many districts say they already plan to assess students who've spent 5 months out of the classroom. But a coalition of education groups wants money to fund a standardized statewide test. Kelly Caulfield is with Colorado Succeeds, one of 10 organizations making the request. One worry is not all districts can afford a test.
Without that data and without being equipped with that information, parents and educators and schools are really operating in a black box.
The State Department of Education says it's exploring the idea, adding that diagnostic tests didn't come up as a need in district surveys. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Pikes Peak Community College in Colorado Springs will hold in-person classes this fall. It'll also pilot a mix of in-person and remote learning. Lance Bolton is the college president.
We've demonstrated a lot of flexibility and ability to adapt. And I think that there will be permanent shifts to both how students interact with us and how our workforce is arranged.
Bolton says everyone must wear a mask on campus. And seven people died in an early morning crash today on Colorado's eastern plains. The wreck happened on U.S. 40 between Hugo and Kit Carson. A truck hauling a boat crashed into another vehicle as it was passing a semi. This is CPR News and KRCC.